The U.S. added nearly 5 million new jobs in June, and the unemployment rate dipped to 11.1%. Those numbers reflect an economic upturn, but they don't reflect some of the recent reopening rollbacks as COVID-19 sweeps across the nation. We'll have more on that later.
But first, one of the states that's been devastated economically is Wyoming. Falling oil and gas revenue is expected to wipe out up to half of the state's roughly $3 billion budget for the next 2 years. And though its coronavirus numbers are still relatively low, Wyoming's governor has also extended its state of emergency as cases surge. Governor Mark Gordon, a Republican, joins me now. Governor, welcome.
Good speaking with you.
And on June 4th, you said the state was in uncharted territory. Wyoming is facing its largest loss of income in history, and that if every state employee was let go, the state would still run out of money in 2 years. Governor, that does not sound good. How dire is the situation there in Wyoming?
Well, it's substantial. It truly is. And as you know, Peter, that Wyoming was blessed with good leadership in the past that set aside a significant permanent mineral trust fund. But that cannot be spent to meet this particular need. So it really does require that we look carefully at our budget. Roughly half of it is wiped out under the worst scenarios. And I will say the worst scenarios were charted really at the depth of COVID-19. But still, we're going to be forced with making about a fifth of our budget cuts in the next year.
And what does that look like? I know you gave state agencies up until yesterday to come up with a plan for cuts, and I know a lot of people in Wyoming are probably wondering if they're going to be losing their jobs.
It's certainly challenging, and we've walked through each of the agencies. It's going to cause pain. There's no question about it. Everything from rest stops that are going to have to close to significant parts of our health department budget that are going to have to change. It's really the purview of the legislature to raise revenues, and Wyoming does not have an income tax. We have some of the lowest taxes in the country. All of our revenues have really been dependent on natural resources, and those natural resources have really stood Wyoming well over the last several years.
Governor, it looks like earlier this year you signed a law that would reduce the state mineral tax on oil and gas. So considering your situation, why are you cutting taxes? Shouldn't you consider raising them?
Well, part of the issue is with the oil and gas war between the Saudis and the Russians, it certainly hit very hard the shale producers. So part of our reduction in those taxes was to keep them viable when the rebound comes. It was essential that we had a low competitive tax structure.
And what if the rebound doesn't come, or at least doesn't come in the way that it used to be? Because as you know, the global economy is moving away, certainly from coal, and also potentially from oil and gas. So why not diversify Wyoming's economy so you're not in this problem every time there's a bust?
Well, we are working very energetically on that particular front. Wyoming has the most progressive blockchain laws. We have a new digital asset custody banking structure that no other state in the nation has. So we are starting to pivot. But I do want to point out that the reason why we're moving from fossil fuels is the advent of renewables. And renewables have a big presence on the landscape. And for Wyoming, that's an issue with our migration corridors. That's an issue with our sage-grouse habitat. So balancing that was something that we took up in the last legislative session. And I'm proud to say that Wyoming was the first state in the nation to pass a carbon negative standard for all new generation in Wyoming.
And another big story around the country, Governor, of course, the coronavirus. It is affecting you there. We see that a quarter of your total confirmed cases have been in just the past 2 weeks. Why not enact a statewide mask mandate in Wyoming?
Well, Peter, Wyoming is a collection of 23 different counties, each with their own particular dynamic. And so in places like Teton, a mandatory face covering was something that was asked for by the businesses there. Some other counties are much more rural, and they really haven't seen the rise in cases, and they see it differently. So we've tried to craft a solution that recognizes local conditions on the ground, emphasizes the value of the local health officers, and it's all in coordination with our statewide health officer.
Do you think President Trump has set a bad example on masks? Is that part of why we've seen such a spike in cases?
Well, I think it's terribly unfortunate that wearing a mask has become somehow a partisan issue. I think freedom is the freedom to wear a mask or not wear a mask. I don't appreciate anybody trying to intimidate one person one way or the other. I think it's really about, with rights in our Constitution comes the responsibility. And in this case, wearing a face covering is absolutely demonstrating your responsibility to the other citizens of this nation. Do I wish that President Trump would wear a mask more consistently? Sure. And I think that's an important thing our nation is going to have to contend with. But what I'm seeing in Wyoming is gradually people are becoming more aware. As you visit stores, more and more of the population is starting to wear a mask.
Governor, finally, I want to ask you, we saw Oklahoma voters approve a Medicaid expansion this week under the Affordable Care Act. Wyoming is one of the few states that has not expanded the program. Do you think it's time to reconsider with this pandemic raging and the job losses that have already started across Wyoming?
Yeah, so in the case of Wyoming, that's been a perennial topic for some time. The people of Wyoming really haven't felt the need to pass Medicaid expansion yet, and I think for us the challenge is going to be understanding what the costs are going to be, not this year, not next year, but a few years from now. I do anticipate, as I've said, everything is on the table this year. Clearly the challenge we have with our budget requires that we examine everything with a fair and unjaundiced eye. So I anticipate we'll have a robust conversation about that very topic this year.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Peter.